This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, brothers and sisters. Your marriage is in trouble because, number one, one of the spouses or both of them can't control their eyes. What are we talking about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nur, in verse number 30 and 31, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Then the following verse, it says the same thing, only it's talking to the women. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. Now these two verses are the two most explicit verses in the Quran that are talking about the eyes, meaning what you look at and what you gaze at. Now it's important for all of us to really understand why we have a verse or verses like this in the Quran. Scholars, they say that if you can control what you see, then by default you're going to control what you do. And no husband and no wife likes a spouse that's always staring at other women or always staring at other men. It's bad etiquette and it certainly can lead to haram thoughts and haram things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to the men first. And that didn't just happen for no reason. Even psychologists, they say that men tend to have this problem more so than women. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the men first. And He says to His Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and tell the believing men, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Here's the first thing that's very interesting about this verse. Do you notice that Allah says mu'mineen and He doesn't say muslimin? The difference between the two, you're talking to people who have iman. This is a person who is mu'min. But when you're Muslim, it doesn't necessarily mean that iman has begun to manifest itself in your heart. So you could act like a Muslim, talk like a Muslim, and behave like a Muslim. It doesn't mean in your heart that's who you really are. And we know lots of Muslims who are like this, that live their life and they pray and they fast, but in their heart they just simply don't have the iman that they need to sustain their belief, to sustain consistency in that worship. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, look, one of the problems why you can't control your eyes, it's not a sexual problem, it's not a desire issue, it's because you have weak faith and you have weak iman. That's why Allah singles out mu'mineen. And He speaks to the men first and He says to them, يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, that they control what it is that they see and what it is that they look at. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and they protect their privates. Now this is really important because this is the secret ingredient how you will stay devoted to your spouse. Your spouse is always going to be that person that keeps you happy. Whenever you feel the tendency to look at someone else, the Prophet ﷺ taught us and he told us, make sure that you look at your spouse. If you have any sexual urges or desires, go to your spouse. That is one of the reasons why Allah Azza wa Jalla made them halal for you. Now, here are some of the problems if you don't get control of the eyes. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, number one, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, protect the privates. So you see what happened. Control the eyes and protect the privates. Now that's a huge jump from the eyes to the privates. A lot of things have to happen in between before you have problems with the latter. Now scholars, they say that, look, if you can't control the eyes, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have these tendencies to want to do haram things. So if you can't control what you look at, then guess what you're going to do? When your wife is not at home, or the husband is not around, you're going to go on the computer, you might look at something haram, or put on a movie that has haram scenes in it, or go outside to the mall, go outside to the grocery store, and instead of looking at him or her, you're looking at everyone else. And subhanAllah, which couple, which spouse out there actually appreciates this or can actually accept this? You start to lose barakah in your marriage. You start to lose barakah in the relationship. And so one of the key ingredients if you want to save your marriage from falling into trouble is control your eyes. try your very best to make him or her the real coolness to your eyes. And you have to take into factor all of the things our Prophet ﷺ tells the woman that she should do to beautify herself for her husband. The things that the man should do to beautify himself for her, for his wife. All of these things now take a huge role, so that at the end of the day, he can't wait to come home just so he can see his wife. She can't wait for her husband to come home just so she can see him. That's barakah in a marriage. So, to conclude, one important sign that the marriage is in trouble is that one or both of the spouses, they're not controlling what they look at. It is a shame on the spouse that they stare at other people and find some sort of satisfaction looking at everyone else and excluding their spouse. It is a shame on that individual, and it's important that that person should realize and understand that they will be accountable and possibly even punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. That is a situation none of us want to be in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to control our eyes wherever we are, especially those who are married. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.